بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشعر فابلا والشيخ يظل رومي بط رومي زمانات تبرز بط الشيخ العرب والعجم الشيخ حكيم ومدقتك أبنى بر الله مركضه. The title is رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائیں. دروشی پر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپکے چپکے یہ مانگیں دعائیں چپکے چپکے یہ مانگیں دعائیں جب نظر آئے وہ سب گنبد کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائے اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں رنگ لائیں گے کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی اعلی جھوم جائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفیٰ This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marfadahu Hazrat is teaching us Allah Ta'ala has sent us here for the greatest gift to become the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and to become the lover of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala you have to become be the lover of the beloved of Allah Ta'ala that is Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam who Allah has send into the world to take out the world from darkness and bring them into the light of the love of Allah. And then you cannot get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam without the love of our mashayikh, our pious elders. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us in this beautiful majalis of our shaykh who teaches us this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And myself, all of us, we should gauge, just for example today, how much have I read durood upon my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much am I yearning and pining to be directly in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every person when you read durood as our Shaykh teaches us, with all this technology, let us think and use the technology of our brains. When we are reading durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assume that we write into Rozai Mubarak. And a person who wants to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he wants to be in the company of the lovers of Allah. And who can be the greatest lover of Allah besides Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your Hazrat is teaching us that a person who really wants the love of Allah, like we should think myself, for example, we have come here, is it just that I have come to the majlis, just that is now I have to come from majlis, but I have come to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that nur and that connection that is in the heart of our shaykh with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want that. And when a person has got an idea of that, then one of the main du'as he'll be making during the course of the night, that, oh Allah, I also want to be in the honorable darbar of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person will be making du'a. One is the protection for Haramain Sharifain, protection for Medina Sharif, with all the outward attractions of this world, that a person don't become lost in the attraction and forget our reality. And that is to be present in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, Rang laayegi kab meri aahe. When is my tears going to see that color? Oh Allah, that I'm begging you, that protect Haramain Sharifain. Take out all the fitan, make it pure as it was in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me be present there in the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, when is this fruit going to come through? But we should be begging and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's kudrat is beyond our imagination. We shouldn't think of our limited imagination.
So Hazrat is saying, what is this cry that I'm pleading to you, O Allah? Rang layengi kab meri aaye, fir Madina ki janib ko jaye. That, O Allah, when is this color of my tears that I'm crying all the time? And myself, I should see whether I'm really pining in my heart to be in the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then all of a sudden I see I'm going into the direction of Madina Sharif. And when I find myself coming close to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, close proximity, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat, kehke salli ala joom jaye. From a distance, when you see the beautiful, honorable dome under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, and look at the great position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam resting under the dome became Mubarak. The whole city became Mubarak because of the Mubarak of the great blessed the love that Allah has got for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person just sees the Mubarak Gumbad from far, then just he goes in a trance and is increasing his durood sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are going, so to say, mad just in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, how much do we enjoy reciting Durood Sharif? What enjoyment, with release. And in Medina Sharif, one of the greatest ibadat is Durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given us all these greatest golden gifts. If we only understand the value of it, it shouldn't be too late that when we go into the qabr, when Malakul Maut comes, then we want the opportunity to recite one more Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat explains, now, jab hururi ka alam atahu, unko afsana-e gham sunaye. Now you, when you get this golden opportunity to be right in front of Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the one hand, we are all anxious to go. On the other hand, a lover is worried. Am I fit to be in the company of my beloved? I'm not fit, but I want to be there. And so a person goes with that feeling, that yearning. But we find our pious elders, despite they have extreme love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, for example, he never used to go right close to the Jali Mubarak. He used to stay, put his wheelchair right against the wall of the mimbar, the front mimbar, and there with extreme humbleness, passing his salams upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we want to learn love, we have to learn at the feet of our mashayikh, our Shaykh. Then only we'll understand what is love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this adab is extremely important. Today, unfortunately, the ummah, myself first, we have lost the adab with regard to the general masajid. Then when we come to Haramain Sharifain also, Allah save us, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the time is going to come, it will be just a touring. And we shouldn't be going just for touring, that everything else attracts us. And how much time we're spending in the company, when you're anywhere in the Haram Sharif of Medina, then you are in the presence, in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how much we have to be careful at how we behave there. And a person all the time should be conscious that I am right in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat says, now when you come, you get this opportunity, you pass your salam, and then you making dua, and you say, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pour out your heart and give your story of your heart. In other words, make dua for me that I want to be your true follower. I want to be like your blessed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that wherever I am, jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, on sunnat ki paaband rahe. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for me. I am this weak server, weak ummati of yours, the worst of all. You may lift your hands and make dua for me. Allah forgives me. As Allah ta'ala says so beautifully, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمًا. That, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when your ummati, my servants will come to you, and we cannot go on our own. This is only the favor of Allah ta'ala. It is only the mercy of Allah ta'ala. So when they come at your presence, and they are busy making istighfar, and begging Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, and after passing their salams, they say, oh, beloved Nabi, please raise your hands for my and make dua for this useless ummati of yours, that Allah ta'ala forgives me. When a person makes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will definitely be making dua for us. And then see how Hazrat explained that the most rahmat that is descending presently anywhere in the world is on our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. one brilliant of that drop falls on us, your whole life will change. Tumhara beera paar ho gaya. Your ship will be going in the wrong direction. It will come in the right direction. But we have to go with this open-heartedness, and that is why extremely important that we come in these majalis, that Allah Ta'ala makes the cataract of my eyes of the heart, Allah Ta'ala removes it. And all the blockages in my heart, and with my eyes and the ears of the heart opens up, and we realize the great gifts are that is in the company of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, and then to be present in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then after begging Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then obviously, naturally, a person now who wants to leave this majlis. Although our Shaykh had just age and still giving time for us, but we just wish that the majlis doesn't end. So when you're in the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you make dua, ab na jana ho kar humko wapas. Chupke chupke ye mange duaen. One of the pleas that we're making to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the pain of the heart. Oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make dua, I don't want to go back here. I want to be at your threshold, and I want to, Allah Ta'ala, take my life here with complete, perfect iman and buried in Baqi. We all beg Allah Ta'ala, but our Mashayikh, our Shaykh has taught us, and the desire of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, that go out into the world and spread the nur of my sunnat, of my sunnat, and the way of life that Allah Ta'ala has taught Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach the world, and the world was lost in darkness. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made such an effort that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum became embodiments of light. Wherever they went in the world, they spread the nur of hidayat. So we also have to get this. This is actually going to Medina Sharif, that we get this nur of hidayat, and Allah Ta'ala let it penetrate our heart, and we become embodiments of hidayat. Wherever we go, people take lessons from us. And it shouldn't be myself that people run away from Islam. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says that we should be yearning, but to stay in Medina Sharif is not easy. Our pious elders have shown that what respect we have. So many of our pious never used to relieve themselves in Medina Sharif. So we have to realize how important is it that adab, that respect. So a person comes and takes the nur from our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like we beg here from our Shaykh Tawajju, we take that nur and we go home and spread this light of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lotaye. Now when you get this nur of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that iota, that one droplet, and now you go to the darbar of Allah Ta'ala at Makkah Sharif, now you'll know what adab, how much you must go in the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what respect. And that we can gauge from ourselves. How do we enter the masajid? Whether we are entering with the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether we have respect. One of the signs of Qiyamah is, in the masjid today, talking will be very common. Noises in the masjid, Allah save me, all of us. And for worse is when azan is carrying on, and we are still talking. So Allah Ta'ala save me. So Hazrat says now, that from Medina Sharif, when you come right into the Haram Sharif of Makkatul Mukarramah, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, leaving Medina Sharif, had to leave his hometown on the way where he come to the crossroad, and he couldn't see Makkah Sharif, crying, oh Makkah Sharif, I would have never left you. But my people have taken me out. But Allah Ta'ala promised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't worry. There were many other nations who were stronger than your nation. And they oppressed the Anbiya of the time. And Allah wiped them out. So you don't worry. Allah Ta'ala will bring you back to Makkah Sharif. And how Allah brought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam back to Makkah Sharif. Like a humble slave. And this is what Allah Ta'ala teaches us here. That the more the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Mashayikh come in our heart, then the natural thing should be that tawazu comes in our life. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Then Hazrat teaches us, what dua should we be making at Haram Sharif? That the dua should we be making, that oh Allah, make me yours, and maybe you become mine. I am not worth a speck in your ummah. I am not worth of worthful to be existing. But oh Allah, you are so kind. You brought me till here. And Allah gives you the opportunity right at multazam. If you ask for everything else besides this dua, then we ask for nothing. And you only ask for this dua, that Allah, kullana waj'alna lak, that make us yours, you become ours. Then our Shaykh teaches us, our Dara Shaykh has said, you have asked everything. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq, and see, from here we can, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, when we are reciting our Durood Sharif in namaz also, we can think we write in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we are making our dua, think you write as multazam, and think in this way. So here we have come to get this great, this current of this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, when you get this one moment in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one moment at the Kaaba Sharif, then you realize, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. Oh Allah, just this one moment, such a blessed moment, what is both the world? How many worlds they can be? I'll sacrifice all that, but oh Allah, just to get one drop of your love. And that what is the sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala? That every moment a person is worried, am I doing things the way Allah Ta'ala wants me to do? Then a person will have to ask, can I wear this or can't I wear this? What is it and why? To boycott the products and the lifestyle of the kuffar will be enjoyable. You won't, nobody will have to tell us. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that when you get this reality, then you'll be begging Allah Ta'ala, and then you get this noor of hidayat, and your object and purpose of life is now your concern of your family, your concern of your children, your relatives, your friends, and the whole world. And we find the friends of Allah Ta'ala till the end of their life, this is their pain and their worry. Sare alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tere dard e muhabbat sunaye. That, oh Allah, if I can just go around in the world and let people come out of the madness of this world, and let them hear about the true love. And what is real love? People involved in illicit love affairs, or somebody is mad over his sport, mad over his business. We only have to become in the right direction and become mad over the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And just one love of drop of the love of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, tomorrow Allah Ta'ala will say, you love my beloved, then join them. فَدْخُلِي فِي ibadi. Where can we reach that position that we have in real love for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We have to learn to get the love of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh. And then Hazrat explains that now your object won't be touring in the world. Your object will be, how can I get this love of Allah, and how can I stay firm on the path that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Ma ana li wa ashabi, that I don't go with the flow and I don't waver. And I'm not just going around just to give bayan, to be known and to be regarded as an orator. But that love of Allah Ta'ala, what is in the heart, that is what's going to come out of from the heart. And then Hazrat explains, when you go with this speaker throughout the world, tere darde muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. That, oh Allah, to that the whole world hear about the pain of your love, and the whole world that is mad in the world, to take them out of that madness and make them true mad that is in your love. That people say, these are mad people. They don't know of the present times. They don't know which world they are loving. But everybody else is mad. And we can see, and Allah took qasam and said, Noon wal qalam yuma yasturun. That Allah took qasam in the Quran Kareem, that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. That never let people say what they want to. They are mad, and they think you are mad. And those that realize, and they came out of their madness, then they realize, what, we are mad people. So Allah Ta'ala make me realize and understand, that Allah take me out of this madness of this, the attractions of this world, and the fashions of this world, and we become die-hard lovers of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, and the die-hard lovers of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by reading abundant of durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Check our lives and take out the lifestyle of the kuffar and come onto the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One sunnat will bring such noor in our heart we can't imagine. Sari alam kumbajnu banakar mere maula tere geet gaye. That, oh Allah, that in this way I make the whole world mad, and myself and all of us, we sing your tunes now, ya Allah. That as you giving us food, you gave us our life, so we have to be obedient to you, the obedient slaves. Not we eat your food, O Allah, and we play the tunes of shaitan. Allah save me, all of us. Then Hazrat explains, Lazrat khur paakar, tere ham lazrat do jaha bool jaye. That, O Allah, give us that iota of your close proximity. And you can only get this when we follow our mashayikh, and then in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah gives you that iota of the closeness of Allah, you will forget all the enjoyments of this world. Not forget, you will see there's no enjoyment in the world. The enjoyment is the closeness of Allah, enjoyment in Quran Sharif, enjoyment to be punctual in the first serve, and with Takbir-e-Ula, and Allahu Akbar, making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, when you get this reality, now what you will be searching in the world, dar badar doonta hai ye akhtar, ehle dard e muhabbat ko paaye. That Hazrat says, he used to go around in the world, like our Shaykh, that you see anybody get little inclination towards Allah Ta'ala, then these are the people we are looking for. The people who want to hear about the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when they want to hear about the love of Allah Ta'ala, that majlis doesn't end. So we have to realize the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has sent us here to take us out of this madness of the world and connect us to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Karim. Amma ba'd. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, we're doing the 19th chapter, Income and Expenditure. Hazrat Maqdam ibn Mahdi Kariba radiallahu anhu, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there will come a time when only gold and silver will benefit people. According to Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, wealth during the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu was not preferable, since their hearts were ennobled with strong iman. Since they possessed a very strong iman, there was no need for them to seek strength and confidence in wealth. In view of the evils normally attendant to wealth, the Sahaba and the early Muslims refrained from its acquisition. However, now says Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, wealth has become the shield of the believer. Since iman is no longer as strong as it was during former times, poverty creates worry and frustration in people. The result is deterioration in the worldly and spiritual condition of Muslims, as they no longer are able to stand up to the difficulties of poverty. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said, if we did not have wealth, the wealthy worldly people puffed up with pride would have despised us, held us in contempt, and trampled over us in any way they wished. He also said that whoever is in possession of wealth should increase it and not squander it, because in this age the first thing which will suffer in the event of poverty and want is one's deen. Since people on the account of the weakness of iman are no longer capable of enduring the difficulties of poverty, they compromise their deen for worldly comfort. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi said that halal wealth does not allow extravagance or waste. Therefore, spend carefully and do not be reckless. If you are reckless in spending, you will be overwhelmed by worry and frustration. Another hadith says, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an honest and uprighteous trader will be with the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, and Shuhada, the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. The great significance of lawful trade is stated in this hadith. The lawful trader who is honest and uprighteous will enjoy the association of the Anbiya, the martyrs, and the great awliya Allah in the year after. Miqdam ibn Mahdi Kariba radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the noblest food ate by one is that from his own lawful labor. Nabi Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam ate from the labor of his hands. Note, Islam teaches the nobility and dignity of hard work and labor. The hadith explains much significance of labor. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam earned his living by making armor. However, this significance applies to only such occupations which are in accordance with the Sharia. Haram forms of labor and occupations, example photography of living objects, musical instruments, cinemas, etc., are haram forms of occupations. The proceeds from unlawful occupations are likewise unlawful. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was not a Nabi who was not tended as a shepherd. The Sahaba asked, you also tended to goats? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I tended the goats of the people of Makkah Mukarrama. This hadith too shows the virtue of manual labor. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam were shepherds, looking after the sheep and goats of people. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam remained a shepherd, tending the goats and sheep of Nabi Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam for 8 or 10 years. The episode of Musa alayhi salam being a shepherd is narrated in the Quran Sharif as well. This again brings about the significance of manual labor. As the Sabit ibn Dahaq radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam permitted hiring out of land. Income derived from land and property hiring is also a lawful occupation in Islam, as this hadith indicates. Among the noblest noble ways of earning living is farming. much significance of farming has been mentioned in the hadith. Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whatever man, animal or bird eats from any tree or farm planted by a Muslim, its owner obtains the sawab of sadaqah thereby. Just planting it, and you never intended it, but the animal came and ate, you will get the reward of sadaqah. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.